ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of the Creator of Love, dear brothers and sisters, this is the program Muslim Family, which is being broadcasted to you from the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Call of Islam radio station. We invite you to stay with us with today's program.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High, he rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of the Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhdhin knew that right would conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to today's Muslim family. I'm Fatemeh Shamli, the host of this program. With me today in the studio, here is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli, the expert of Muslim family. He holds an MA in developmental psychology and a PhD in culture and values and education from McGill University, Canada. He has studied for over 25 years in the Islamic Seminary in Qom and is at the moment a staff member of the International Center for Islamic Studies, Jamiatul Mustafa Al-Alamiya. He has over 12 years of experience on counseling issues, especially on families. Dr. Shamli, salam alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmah. Not only a warm salam to yourself, but also to all brothers and sisters who may listen to this program.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, please be with us with today's discussion on nafaqa or life money.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam. It makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear listeners to the Call of Islam radio station, this is the program Muslim Family. As you know, we've been talking about nafaqa or life money for a long time now. And this is because of the importance of this subject, especially when we consider the status of families, especially Muslim families in today's world. So we thought that we need to elaborate more on it. And we were listening to the different hadiths and stories that Dr. Shamli was sharing with us in the program, which were, at least to me, a lot of them were very new. And I hadn't heard this much about it, and I didn't know that the work that a woman does in the house and the earning money that a man does is this much valued at home. So today we are, inshallah, going to come to a conclusion of our discussions regarding nafaqa and see what is going to happen next. So Dr. Shamli, this is, inshallah, the last program that we're going to talk about nafaqa in. So if there's any remaining hadiths that you would like to share with the dear listeners, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wrapping up the whole discussion with regard to life expenses, I could conclude myself in this way, that life expenses in Islam begins and continues with three R's.
Mm-hmm.
Rights, responsibilities, rewards. You know, if you go back and review the whole discussion, you come up with the idea that there are always three R's mm-hmm. in life expenses. Rights, responsibilities, and rewards.
Mm-hmm.
Some part of this discussion was due to explaining the rights, mutual rights of men and women, wives and husbands, mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, family expenditures. The second part was responsibilities, the provision of life expenses is the responsibility of whom?
The man.
And finally, we arrive at the point of rewards. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, although provision and supply of life expenses is the responsibility of man and the right for the family member, including the wife, but at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you back all you have spent. Whatever you spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you back, not only in this world, but in hereafter. إِذَا خَرَجَ الْعَبْدُ فِي حَاجَةِ أَهْلِهِ. When you come out of your house to seek for life expenses, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ لَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ دَرَجَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for you, will hold for you, for whatever single step that you make, mm-hmm. 1 degree before Himself. بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ دَرَجَةً. For whatever step, 1 degree, 1 level. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ حَاجَتِهِمْ. When you supply, when you provide your earning and meet the needs, غَفَرَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you from all sins that you may have done. This is very interesting, that the supply of the need of the family is equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the wholehearted, overwhelming forgiveness, divine forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to the markets. كان يخرج كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يخرج إلى السوق. He was going out to the markets. ويشتري حوائج أهله. And he was buying the needs of his family. فسئل عن ذلك. People came to him and asked, "What are you doing? You are the Prophet. Your job and your responsibility is to teach people religiosity. Why are you staying in the market and, you know, touching different goods and things like this?" فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Looks so beautiful and practical and realistic in prophethood. أَخْبَرَنِي جَبْرِيل. أَخْبَرَنِي جَبْرِيل عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامْ. The Gabriel informed me, مَنْ سَعَى عَلَى عَيَالِهِ لِيَكُفَّهُمْ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who make effort for their family to make them satisfied and to meet their needs, فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Whatever they do, it is considered for the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. This is the last for the reward.
Right.
The last part of the life expenses came to my mind that while I was explaining to you the idea of expansion, sometimes we may go to the extremities.
Right.
Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad and Ahlul Bayt and all infallible Imams advise us to expand, to develop in terms of your life expenses. You know, just don't worry, give them, spend as much as you could. Because they are all considered as sadaqah and alms. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides another instruction, another teaching with control and make a moderate way. In the Holy Quran, chapter At-Talaq, verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِّن سَعَتِهِ وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ مِمَّا آتَاهُ اللَّهِ لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا مَا آتَاهَا سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. So beautiful. Those who are rich, they have to spend based on their ability. And those who are in shortcomings, in tough situation, they don't have any responsibility, they don't have any duty, unless to the level of their wealth and their ability. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not oblige anyone except based on his or her own capacity, her own and his own ability. سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرًا يُسْرًا. Don't worry, if you feel that you're living in a tough situation, make your effort, make your best, do your best, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will release you from toughness, will release you from shortcomings. And then in terms of giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَاسْتِ فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. Psychologically, this is very important. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the high hand much, much more than the low hand. But how? To what extent? You know, when you want to give, when you want to spend, when you want to consume, don't put your hand in your neck in a way that you withdraw everything from every other surroundings. Don't put your hand on your neck and don't open it widely in a way that if you just take some water in your hand, nothing will remain. And then finally, at the end of the day, you will find yourself with suppression. Okay? فَتَقْعُدَ مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. If you spend in this way, in the, you know, excessive way, whether you just withdraw it and abstain it in a hard way, no one could see a penny from you. This is not Islamic. And if you spend whatever you have, then فَتَقْعُدَ. If you are standing, you will sit. مَلُومًا مَحْسُورًا. While you are blaming yourself and while you have suppression. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الْاِقْتِصَادُ فِي النَّفَقَ نِصْفُ الْمَعِيشَ. Are you going to have a good lifestyle? You have to know الْاِقْتِصَاد. Middle way. Al-iqtisad here does not mean economical. Means middle way, moderate way. وَالتَّوَدُّدُ إِلَى النَّاسِ نِصْفُ الْعَقْلِ. Half of the wisdom. Are you looking to be a wise person? Half of the wisdom is to be kind to the people. وَحُسْنُ السُّؤَالِ نِصْفُ الْعِلْمِ. Are you going to be knowledgeable? To be knowledgeable depends.
You have to ask
halfly.
The right questions.
How do you ask? You have to know how do you ask technically.
Right.
So beautiful.
Okay, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go for a few seconds, but we'll be right back.
Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart?
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the second part of the program Muslim Family. We are having our final discussions on nafaqa or life money. In the first part of our program, we were talking about the last hadiths regarding the reward that people are given when they are spending money for their family in a halal way. And then in the second part, because we kept on saying that you have to expand your expenditure for your family, you have to lavishly spend. But here we're talking about, okay, if what to what extent are you allowed to spend for your money, or to what does Allah tell you? Where is the stopping point? Where is the stop sign? You know, so. Dr. Shamli shared with us the verse in the Noble Quran that you shouldn't be in a way as though your hands are tied to your neck, meaning that you don't spend any money for anyone, no one gets anything from you, nor should you be in a way that you hold your hands so wide open out that if you want to hold one handful of water, you can not even one drop will stay in your hand. So.
Exactly.
Obviously, it shows that we have to have moderation, even in this very good and suggested act as working in the way of your family or spending for your family, which is regarded as alms.
Okay. And finally, I came to a very beautiful prophetic narration that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there are three seekers. Seekers for good lifestyle. Seekers for wisdom and seekers for knowledge. Okay? If you're going to come up with a good lifestyle, you have to know how to spend in a moderate way, al-iqtisad. And I will explain what do I mean by moderate way.
Mm-hmm.
I will explain. One way is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals it in chapter al-Isra. لا تجعل يدك مغلولة إلى عنقك. Verse number 29.
Mm-hmm.
This is one. And the second is the prophetic explanation that I will come to it. And the first verse was from chapter At-Talaq, verse number 7. لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا. This is very important. So, to come up with good lifestyle and welfare, smooth life, you have to have moderate way. You have to know how do you behave in a moderation. To come up with wisdom, half of wisdom is to be kind to people, to capture their heart, to capture their love. And to come up with knowledge is to know how to question. So husnus su'al is half of the knowledge. Okay, and someone came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, this is out of the life expenses, but it's very interesting to know. And ask, what do you mean by good question?
Mm-hmm.
Good question is half of the knowledge. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تسأل تأنتن سل تفهمن. If you ask for knowing. Don't ask to be aggressive, to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask for fighting. Ask for knowing.
Well, this is a little irrelevant to the topic of our discussion, but just so we have a break. There is this story that two people are talking together and they're wondering if smoking is permitted or not. So they say to each other, okay, let's go ask a priest if we're allowed to smoke or not. So the first one goes and says, am I allowed to smoke while I'm praying? And the father says, no, like praying is something holy, and how could you even say that? You're not allowed. Then the second one comes and says, no, you didn't ask the right question. I'll go ask. And he says, Father, am I allowed to pray while I'm smoking? And he says, yes, my son, of course you are. Praying is allowed at all times. So really, even in your family affairs, like husbands and wives who are talking together, the way you ask things is really important.
Thank you. That's very interesting. Again, and Muhammad ibn Amr بن سعيد أن بعض أصحابه سمعت العياشي وهو يقول استأذنت الرضا عليه السلام في النفقة على العيال. عياشي says, I was just going to Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha to ask him how and what is good expenditure for family member. في النفقة على العيال. فقال بين المكروهين. Always go between two bad things.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was very shocked. بين المكروهين. What is مكروهين? فقال قلت جعلت فداك. I will be sacrificed for you.
What do you mean by makruhain? La wallah ma a'riful makruhain. I don't know what you mean by two bad things.
قال عليه السلام بلا يرحمك الله أما تعرف أن الله كره الإسراف وكره الإقتار؟
Haven't you recite, haven't you read the Holy Quran while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals one makruh is Israf, the
wastage,
you know, spending in excessive way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is iqtar. Iqtar means withdraw and withhold.
Stinginess.
In the highest level, stinginess.
فَقَالَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا those who, when they spend, لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا they don't spend it excessively,
mm-hmm.
وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا and they don't withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا they take always a moderate
middle line.
Again, a person came to Abul Hasan al-Awwal, Imam Musa al-Kadhim, عن النَّفَغَةِ عَلَى الْإِيَالِ he came to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and asked about the nafaqah for the family in a moderate way. What is accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam said, مَا بَيْنَ الْمَكْرُوهَيْنِ الْإِسْرَافِ وَالْإِقْتَارِ Then he couldn't understand. He asked, what do you mean by al-iqtar, between the iqtar and israf, withdraw and excessive expenditure? Imam said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنْ يَأْخُذُ بِأَدَبِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ The believer always for spending, look at the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا وَسَّعَ عَلَيْهِ اتَّسَعَ
Mm-hmm.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, you also give. وَإِذَا أَمْسَكَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسَكَ So look at the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He gifts you in a you know very expanded way, then you also spend it in that way. But if you are in shortcoming and in tough situation, you also have to be based on your ability. And the final way, The final narration is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in a shocking way. Prophet said, look, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the best and you withdraw and you hold and don't spend it, okay, you're fighting against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted you for what? To hold it. To just retain it. For what? لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ وَسَّعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ قَتَّرَ عَلَىٰ عِيَالِهِ They are not considered as Muslims. Those who are rich, who are wealthy, who are gifted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when they want to spend, they spend it in a, you know, short way. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, وَهُمْ يَرَوْنَ رِيحَ الْقُتَارِ مِنَ الْجِيرَانِ وَيَرَوْنَهُمْ يَكْسَوْنَ وَلَا يَكْسَوْنَ It is not a good way that your family smell good smells from the surrounding, from the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
while you are able to afford for them, but you don't. Again, he added, I'm not talking just about the meals, even about the dressing. It's not a good way that you dress your children in a way that when they go out and look at the children of the neighborhood, they feel
envious,
depression, and they feel envious. It's not a way.
Okay, I think that we've reached. Is there any?
One more. من أخلاق المؤمن إمام زين العابدين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه says, من أخلاق المؤمن a good temper for the believer is الإنفاق على قدر الإقتار. Even when you are located at the lowest level of ability, economical ability, don't forget to be the giver.
Mm-hmm.
To the extent of your ability. Even at the lowest level. This is first. The good temper from the... وَالتَّوَسُّ عَلَىٰ قَدْرِ التَّوَسُّ And when you want to expand to the level of your ability. وَإِنصَافُ النَّاسِ And with regard to the people, be just.
Mm-hmm.
وَابْتِدَاءُهُ إِيَّاهُمْ بِالسَّلَامِ. And whenever you face anyone, try to be
greet them first in terms
of salam.
Okay, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we have to remember that the Islamic teachings of regarding economic issues may be a little surprising for a lot of us because, you know, today's materialistic world tells us that, well, if you don't have money, then keep it to yourself, save all you can. But in the Islamic teachings, we learn that if you don't have money, if you want to have more money, try to help those who are in a worse situation than yourself. So we've come to the end of this series of our discussions on nafaqa or life money. First of all, we said that every person is responsible towards their family and themselves and their wife and children first, and then others. If you want to give alms and your family is in need, if you want to make sure that that's in the way of Allah, and if you want to make sure that that's being really rewarded, then spend it on your family. One. Two, do not treat your family or spend for your family and your wife and children in a way that they will always be envious of others. Whatever your social level is, whatever your economic status is, try the best that you can. Spend, or as the hadith says, look at God's hand. Look at how much Allah has given you, and you have to spend for your family like that. If you're rich, then this is really bad that your family will always have to be begging, or they will always have to live in hard conditions. And then third of all, we pointed to the fact that you should be really careful not to do israf. And as the hadith says, we have to move bayn al-makruhain, stay between the two unrecommended ways, which are wasting and stinginess. So you shouldn't be wasteful and you shouldn't be stingy. Move between the two lines. Fourth of all, though it is the responsibility of every man to provide a life expenditure for his family, however, this is regarded as something very rewarded and blessed. So if a person is doing his obligatory responsibility, which is feeding his family with halal money, he should always remember that his work is as much valued as is holy war, holy campaign in the way of Allah. Also, we did hear that it is really important to try your best and be lavish and look at Allah's hand and spend a lot for your family. But what about the person who doesn't have the money? You have to be moderate, first of all. Second of all, if you're trying your best and you're not able to, then you have to borrow from others. Though borrowing is something unrecommended. And then we also heard this hadith that if you're trying your best, then don't worry and be sure that Allah will help you, especially when it's regarding family expenditure. There's a lot of other things that we discussed, but unfortunately. Oh yeah, and then regarding life expenses, there are three R's which Dr. Shamili came up with. First of all is rights, then responsibilities, and then rewards. So both parties, all parties of the family have rights towards each other. Then these rights bring about responsibilities, and each responsibility, interestingly in Islam, it's not a give and take situation. It's like you give to Allah and He will give you. You're not giving to your wife or to your husband. So if you're working for Allah, definitely be sure that for the very obligatory act that you are expected to do, you will be rewarded. I'd like to end now with the hadith that I started with. The Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "He who wishes to be cleaned and purified when he meets Allah should marry and have a spouse." My dear friends, thank you for being with us. We hope you enjoyed the discussion. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.